Hello everyone, this is Mellow Max and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And behind me right now is Orion's Belt with Tutto Che Voce Podia Ser. If you'll excuse my butchering of the Spanish language. I'm guessing that that's Spanish. I don't know for sure. Normally I would tell you to call in if you knew better than I. However, I've been informed that our phone number is off the air. Unlike me, Mellow Max, here at 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I am on the air with Highly Recommended, an hour of highly recommended music for you, 7 to 8 p.m. every Wednesday here at WMFO. This week, I'm going to be featuring a bunch of artists who I saw last weekend at the Levitate Music Festival in Marshfield. And I had a fantastic time there. Got to hang out with a bunch of friends and see some old friends that I'd made last year at the music festival. So very exciting kind of reunion of sorts. And beyond that, I just have a bunch of highly recommended tunes for you and other tunes that the tunes from the weekend reminded me of. And yeah, so we're gonna start off with King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, a band that was unfortunately not at Marshfield, but a band which is a longtime favorite of mine, and we're doing a throwback from them from 2015. And then we're dropping into some other psyche stuff before we get into some of the cool things that I heard this past weekend. But because you can't call in, if you would like to reach me, you can reach out to me at the DJ online chat. That's wmfo.org/DJ-chat, and I'll talk to you there.
Now Think Again.
Behind me right now is Desert Sessions with Far East for the Trees. And let's start from the top on that set. The first song that I played was King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard with Time is Money. After that, Levitation Room with Warmth of the Sun. And if I recall, I believe that Levitation Room, I think they're Australian. Let's see. Levitation Room Band, they are from... Initially formed in... I'm not finding it immediately. I'll get back to you on that. Or if you know, feel free to drop into the DJ chat and let me know. But after Levitation Room was Larkin Poe with Georgia Off My Mind. Larkin Poe played at the Levitate Music Fest, and they were incredible. They are fronted by a pair of sisters from Nashville, Tennessee, and oh my god, so good. And their dynamic kind of reminded me of Stonefield, which is a group of four sisters from Australia, who I've seen live twice and loved both times. They're an incredible, incredible group. And so the next song was Stonefield with Together. After that, I played a song by Lime Cordial, or as they call themselves, Lime Cordial, because they are Australian, with a brand new song from them called Imposter Syndrome. And Lime Cordial is fronted by a pair of brothers from Australia. So fun. Love siblings playing music together. And it looks like Levitation Room might be American, but I'm not really finding anything definitive yet. Oh yeah, they are Brooklyn-based. How about that? Hop, skip, and a jump from here in Boston. Coming up next, we're going to have another Australian band followed by a Japanese band, and then back to Australia. Then America, we're hopping all over, mostly between Australia and the US, but what can you do? Let's see. It sounds like Orion's Belt, the band that I started off with, is Norwegian, I believe. So that's fun. Yeah. The time is 7:22 here in Medford, Massachusetts on WMFO. As always, if you have any requests or comments, feel free to drop them in the DJ chat. Come keep me company, perhaps. I'll be around for another 38 minutes or so, and I've got another 30 minutes of music or so, so requests are gladly accepted, especially if they fit thematically. Anyway, with that, I'll leave you to listen to the end of Far East for the Trees. Just want to correct myself. Levitation Room appears to be from California, not Brooklyn. But their Bandcamp says Brooklyn. I don't know. Nope. Here it says LA. Whatever. And got it right in the end. LA. There we go.
Yeah.
behind me right now is Le Bracelet by Alain Gorgeur from The Savage Planet, original motion picture. Spring, summer, and fall are terrific times of the year to explore the outdoors, but they are also the primary growing seasons for poison ivy. The leaves of the three-leaved poison ivy plant contain an oily resin that, with just a brief touch, causes an allergic, itchy skin rash in many people, which can last for weeks. Although usually green, new leaf shoots can also be reddish-green, while in the fall, the leaves turn vivid orange, red, and yellow autumn colors. In New England, poison ivy is commonly seen along roadsides, woodland edges, riverbanks, and trails, as well as even sometimes the backyards of tough students' apartments. Dun dun dun! It can grow as a vine around trees, as a shrub, or ground cover. It often has shiny leaflets with either smooth or toothed edges that grow in groups of three. Heed the ancient advice. Leaves of three, let it be. In other words, if you see a three-leaved plant and you don't know what it is, assume it's poison ivy or poison oak and stay away. If you do come in contact with poison ivy, it's important to try cleaning your affected skin as soon as possible. Try to cleanse just the exposed area and not spread the oil around. Taking a shower is even better. It may take several hours or even days for a rash to develop. Be very careful not to touch your affected skin with your hands and then spread the oil around to other parts of your body, like your face, or even more sensitive areas. Wink, wink. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And speaking of more sensitive parts, I want to tell a joke. This is a joke about a mother and her newborn son who unfortunately was born without any... can I tell this on air? Yeah. He was born without any eyelids. And the doctor says to the woman, "You know, we need to do something about your son's lack of eyelids. There's this experimental new surgery that hasn't really been tried yet, but could work. You see, were you planning on having your son circumcised?" And the mother responds, "Well, yeah, I suppose so." And the doctor responds, "Well, that's great, because the elasticity of the foreskin is very similar to that of the eyelids, and we could successfully, I mean, we should be able to graft the skin from the circumcision onto your son's eyes, and they will act as eyelids." And the mother says, "Well, sure, let's try it." And they do, and the surgery goes as well as expected, and everything's great, except the kid was always just a little bit cockeyed.
That's freaking Lips like licorice, slightly sweet in a bitter bliss. It comes with every one more for the road, and he'll hang on to your halo, knowing he's still gotta find his own. 'Cause he might choke on this tightrope if he don't keep holding on to letting go. He'll be wayward and too far gone, but even the devil needs a friend that he can depend on.
God knows I want her to wash me in God. in the flesh and in your mind. And lay your head into my shoulders, 'cause you are safe and you are fine. Yes, you are safe and you are fine. You are safe and you are fine. 'Cause I am yours and you are mine. My skies all turn gray. My skies all turn copper.
Copper. How's everyone feeling?
All right. How's everyone feeling? That last song was Copper by Hearts Open and a buddy of mine, Michael Manzi. Before that, the Q-Tip Bandits with Tiptoe. And I saw the Q-Tip Band. I had the pleasure of seeing the Q-Tip Bandits at the Levitate Music Festival last weekend, and they were excellent. And that was their new single released sometime this past year. Before that, I had The Lazy Eyes with Trance, and before that, Mac DeMarco with Freaking Out the Neighborhood, and just before that, you heard My Awful Joke. Coming up next, we're gonna have a couple more psych rock bands to finish us off, but before then, behind me currently is Interstellar Safari by Spoonbill, in a genre that I believe could best be described as glitch hop. Really cool. Spoonbill is working on a new album. When it will come out, I do not know. He also said that he'd be touring the US sometime this summer, and that hasn't happened, so take everything with a grain of salt, perhaps. But I do love Spoonbill's music. So hopefully, he does come to the US soon and release a new album soon. Do you have any live or new music that you're looking forward to? Let me know. You can still reach out to me on the online DJ chat. I would love to hear about it. I'm always looking for new music. And yeah, I think that that's about all I've got for this week. No real words of wisdom. I do have I'll do some Groucho Marx quotes. Those often substitute for wisdom. So let's see, we've got outside of a dog, a book is a man's best friend. Inside of a dog, it's too dark to read. I once shot an elephant in my pajamas. How I got in my pajamas, I'll never know. And I'm gonna look some more up, BRB. The secret of life is honesty and fair dealing. If you can fake that, you've got it made. Marriage is a wonderful institution, but who wants to live in an institution? She got her looks from her father. He's a plastic surgeon. I must confess, I was born at a very early age. I never forget a face, but in your case, I'll be glad to make an exception. Getting older is no problem, you just have to live long enough. I intend to live forever, or die trying. A classic. I've had a perfectly wonderful evening, but this wasn't it. Military justice is to justice what military music is to music. A black cat crossing your path signifies that the animal is going somewhere. If I held you any closer, I'd be on the other side of you. I was married by a judge. I should have asked for a jury. Before I speak, I have something important to say. Humor is reason gone mad. Quote me as saying I was misquoted, and that's a great place to end. Coming up next, we have Beans with the song Slow.
live life from the self-will. I just don't know. Oh, can't you show me where to go?